USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden wants lawmakers to give the FDIC more power to punish bank executives who need a government bailout. But California Congressman Ro Khanna told Breitbart that even without such action, the managers at Silicon Valley Bank are in big trouble.
The people who are going for the management and the executives at Silicon Valley Bank, their careers are ruined, as they should be. They're facing investigations by the SEC, by the Department of Justice. They're probably never going to get another job again.
The banking problems are continuing to weigh on Wall Street. President Biden's son Hunter has filed a counter lawsuit against the Delaware computer repairman who triggered the laptop controversy. Hunter Biden's suit challenges whether or not John Isaac followed state law when determining the laptop was abandoned and then copied and distributed Biden's private information. Security preparations are underway in New York City for a possible indictment of former President Trump, but he says it's time for all this nonsense to end.
The DOJ, the FBI, the local prosecutors should all stop.
The feds earlier declined to indict Trump on the charges of alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Federal authorities say cleanup of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, will take about 3 months. That's according to EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Just under 7 million gallons of liquid waste have been taken to various facilities following the derailment last month. More storms are heading for Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Rosch says the rain will begin Sunday.
You can see in the valley anywhere from a quarter inch to a half an inch. Doesn't look to be anything that will produce in any thunderstorms or anything like that. And also no strong wind impacts from that.
Rosch says the rains will last through Wednesday, with the Sacramento Valley seeing about an inch or two of rain spread out over 3 days. Higher elevations could see 4 inches of snow. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Consumer sentiment is dropping for the first time in 4 months. The University of Michigan's early reading for March dipped about 5% from last month. Persistently high prices and volatile inflation added to the downward momentum to start the month. SpaceX launched 2 Falcon 9 rockets Friday, just 4 hours apart, and that set a new record for the space company. SpaceX launched the first Falcon 9 from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It was carrying 52 more Starlink Internet satellites. Just 4 hours later, the second launch took place from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with that Falcon 9 carrying 2 satellites for the Luxembourg-based communications company SES. In extremely rare fashion, a 16 seed has knocked off a 1 seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
March Madness brings us another Cinderella story. On Friday, it was Fairleigh Dickinson who took down Purdue in Columbus, Ohio. Final score, 63-58. It's only the second time a 16 seed has beaten a 1 seed on the men's side. Maryland's UMBC was the first, beating Virginia 5 years ago. Fairleigh Dickinson entered the tournament as a first four team and is now on to the round of 32 for the first time in school history. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Lance Reddick is dead at the age of 60. Reddick is known for his roles in the hit series The Wire and the John Wick movie franchise. It's believed he died of natural causes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.